WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Buckle up because today we're diving into something truly powerful. Gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking, gratitude. Sounds a bit cheesy, doesn't it? Trust me, it's way more than just saying thanks after your morning coffee. This is about cultivating a mindset of appreciation that can genuinely shift your entire perspective on life. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing the next thing, never truly savoring what you already have? You know that feeling when you get caught up in the shoulds and oughts, always striving for some elusive future happiness. Well, today we're flipping the script, focusing on the present moment and finding joy in the simple things. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs, right? There's always going to be stress, challenges, and unexpected bumps in the road. But how we choose to react to those things, that's where the magic happens. So, what are some concrete ways to cultivate this gratitude muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start small. You don't have to become a monk meditating on a mountaintop to practice gratitude. Begin with little things: a warm shower, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation. Really feel those moments and acknowledge the good they bring into your life. Think of it like strength training for your soul, gradually building that appreciation over time. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. This is a game changer. Write down 3 things you're grateful for every day, no matter how small they seem. Maybe it's the sunshine on your face, a supportive friend, or simply finishing that project you've been putting off. The act of writing these things down helps solidify them in your mind, making gratitude a more conscious practice. 3. Reframe negative thoughts. This one takes a bit of work, but it's incredibly powerful. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought truly accurate? Is there another way to look at this situation? Instead of focusing on what's lacking, try shifting your attention to what's already present and good. 4. Practice acts of kindness. Giving back is a fantastic way to cultivate gratitude. It shifts the focus outward, reminding us that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. Volunteer time, offer a helping hand to a friend in need, or simply smile at a stranger. These small acts can have a ripple effect, creating a more positive and grateful world around us. 5. Express your gratitude. Don't just keep it bottled up inside. Tell the people you love how much they mean to you. Say thank you for even the smallest things. Expressing your gratitude aloud amplifies its power and strengthens your connections with others. Picture this. You're rushing through your morning, already feeling stressed about the day ahead. Your alarm didn't go off, traffic is a nightmare, and you spilled coffee all over yourself classic Tuesday, right? But then, amidst the chaos, you remember to take a few deep breaths and acknowledge the good things. Maybe it's the warm mug of tea you're sipping, the sunshine peeking through your window, or the sound of birds chirping outside. You choose to focus on those moments of peace and appreciate the simple beauty around you. Suddenly, that stressful morning doesn't feel quite so overwhelming. See, gratitude is like a superpower. It allows us to find joy even in challenging situations, transforming negativity into opportunity for growth. So, let's recap. Start small, keep a gratitude journal, reframe negative thoughts, practice kindness, and express your appreciation. These aren't just words, they are tangible tools you can use to build a happier, more fulfilling life. Remember, my friends, gratitude is a choice. Choose it every day and watch how it transforms your world. I want to hear from you. What are some things you're grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep choosing gratitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.